Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yabazibwa nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibiyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya.
And how is your lives?
Obira ku muganda omubuuzeeko.
You can wave at your brethren, greet them.
Omwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eriyo ye yaliwo.
Which come from the one who was.
Aliwo.
Who is.
Era agenda okubaawo.
And the one going to be.
Ebiyita miyo musanvu egya Katonda.
Which passed through the seven spirits of God.
Nakubikuli besule sokonyolo kuna bwegamba.
As Revelations 1 verse 4 says.
Tufuna ebiva eriyo ye yaliwo.
When we get those which come from the one who was.
Aliwo.
Who is.
Agiyo kubaawo.
Who is going to be.
Ngabiyita miyo musanvu.
And they passed the seven spirits of God.
Ebi bitukiride ddala.
Gotten those things very perfected.
Tufuna ko ye yaliwo.
We get from the one who was.
Aliwo.
Who is.
Agiyo kubaawo.
Who is going to be.
Tetuba amuwadde n'obunyazi bwonna.
Don't have Amen. Any form of how we robbed.
Tuba tubijjidde ddala ku oyo akakasibwa.
From the one proven.
Ennaku zonna.
All the days.
Era bwagamba nti ebiyita mwoyo myoyo musanvu egya Katonda.
Those which pass the seven spirits of God. He has given us things which are very perfect.
Yayogera mu Zaburi ya 10 n'ebyonyolo omukaaga.
Spoke in Psalms 12 over 6.
Ebigambo bya Katonda bigamba ebituukirivu.
The words of God are pure.
Ebigezeddwa nga zaabu.
Those purified as gold.
Ayisibwa mu muliro emirundi musanvu.
That passed through fire 7 times.
Bigamba bibera bituukiridde nnyo nnyo.
Now they are so purified.
Yesu yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So ngenda kusaba mu kaseera kano.
I'm going to request him this time.
Tusuke tukwate okulabula kuno.
That we first get this warning.
Yesu yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Eri ffenna abadde mu kifo kino n'abatuwulira.
All us seated in this place and those who hear us.
Okwetoola ensi yonna.
All over the world.
Naddala kubikwatagana ekyama.
Mostly concerning the secret.
Ekyabantu bano ensanvu abayogerwako mu Uganda.
Of these 70 people spoken of in Uganda.
Owekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
His Excellency Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
Omukulembeze w'eggwanga erya Uganda.
The President of the Republic of Uganda.
Okubira ddamu agwa mu 1986.
Right from 1986.
N'okutuuka nga leero.
Up to date.
Bwe yasobola okubanga agulawo amakunganiro.
When he was able to open up these churches.
Okugulirawo ekanisa tujje tukungane.
Open up for church that we come for fellowships.
Yesu yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bwe yalagiranga agamba nti abantu musanvu.
When he commanded saying that 70 people.
Babira bakungana.
They are one who should gather.
Mu kibalo kyabo abatuuzibwa.
The calculation of those which are seated.
Ngujeko betuita ba asa n'aba.
Besides the ashes and the technical team.
Nee yayogera ku congregation.
But he spoke of the congregation.
Tufuna ekyama ekyo.
And we got that secret.
Ffe ng'abali mu nsi y'omwoyo.
We as ones in the spiritual world.
Abali n'amatu ag'omwoyo okuwulira.
Who have the spiritual ear to hear.
Okusinziira mu kubikulirwa essula eyo ey'okubiri.
According to Revelation chapter 2.
Onyolo musanvu.
Verse 7.
Era abali n'amaaso okulaba.
And we who have eyes to see.
Ag'omwoyo.
The spiritual eyes.
Abazuukuziba ne babuuza olabaki.
Those who are walking up there asked, what do you see?
Nagamba ndabye mizeyituni ebiri.
Say, I see two olive trees.
Nabuuza biye biki.
And he asks, what are those?
Kakati ffe twawulira ensanvu.
Now we when we heard the 70.
Twawulira omwoyo kyagambe kanisa.
We heard what the Spirit told the church.
Kusinziira wali mu kubalisuli ey'ekumi
n'emu. According to Numbers chapter 11.
Netumanya abantu ab'ensanvu.
And we knew those 70 people.
Baayitibwa okutandika order mu kanisa ya Katonda.
We are called to begin order in the church of God.
Nga basooka okuweebwa omwoyo alinga owa Musa.
Then they first be given the spirit like of Moses.
Era nga batoola ku wa Musa okuweebwa.
And they get that of Moses to give them.
Okuteekawo order mu kanisa mu lugendo lwe tulimu.
To put in place order in church within the journey we are in.
Oluvannyuma lw'okuba nti Isirayiri.
After being that Israel.
Mu biro ebyo yali mu lugendo oluva e Misiri ng'egenda e Kanani.
Those days it was in the journey from Egypt to Canaan.
Naffe ng'ekkanisa leero tuli mu lugendo lwaffe.
We too as church today we are in our journey.
Olusiibula ensi okudda ewaffe mu ggulu.
Which sends farewell to the world going back home in
heaven. Wabula nga twetaaga order mu ggulu gye tugenda.
But we need order within heavens where we are going.
So
there is no confusion there.
So abantu ab'ensanvu.
Now those 70 people.
Twatunulako mu Matayo sura eri 18.
When we looked in the Matthew 18.
Twategezebwa nti basobola okukubisibwamu emirundi musanvu.
We are told they can be multiplied 7 times.
Okuweza binamu meka mukyenda.
Total 490.
Yesu yabazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinziira ku bwetaavu.
According to the need.
Era nga gye bujjeyo.
And ahead there.
Subira okukubisa kubisaamu.
We expect to multiply.
Kati mwe abasoose okujja.
Yeah, you who first came.
Si lwagamba nti twabadde batuukirivu nnyo.
Not to say that we were so righteous.
At least
we've been diligent and committed in working in different places. Now the warning is how that you who remained out there, you too, you are in the moment of your test, where they will be able to go on the 490. You are in your test according to what you speak in the time of being left out where you are. You are in your test.
I'm going
to judge you according to what you speak and what you do. Whether
you
can be on the 490 or not. What you speak and what you do out there, they mean whether you are worthy to be on the 70 or on the 490. Those you do and what you speak. Because when you speak, that we who were left outside, they separated us out as
chaff.
If you are the one among the 70, you were going to tell the rest who remained that they are the chaff. If you remained out, you were able to speak yourself, you are chaff.
It
means that was in your heart. Though we have brought you, would have said the rest they are chaff. You know, like this, that in the court they always say that you keep silent or never to speak. For whatever you speak, they will be used to convicting you. Those are within courts of the world.
But
in the court of God, as we choose or decide what will be done, Bible speaks of it, Jeremiah 23, and it warns us saying, let's read from verse 35. This is a warning. I request it's captured and be aired out right from where we've begun from greetings. Jeremiah 23:35. Now this is how you should say everyone to another, the one who asked, what are the 70 people?
And
we who are left outside, what is that? Jeremiah 23:35.
Kubanga buli muntu ekigambo che ye chechiri wa mugugu gwe.
Yes.
When they
will ask you, what did God say of the 70? And what did he answer?
Mugambi.
Tell them, you will no more speak of the burden of the Lord.
But
it's nothing else is going to be a burden except your own words you speak out there. You chosen among the 70, and the one who remained out, God wants to see what you speak and what you do. Whether you want to be in the servants who are to prepare the world in
order,
to prepare church in
order,
even the world in order, to bring the heavenly government on the world, and to make government of God within government of the world.
Now, those
you speak are what is waiting you upon. We are here waiting what you're doing out there and what you're saying.
Jeremiah 23:36. Kubanga mwanyola ebigambo bya Katonda omulamu.
Yes.
Katonda agambye 70.
God is saying 70.
Gwonyola.
You are perverting that word.
Kati byoyogera obyogattamu.
Now what you speak there, what you join in?
Manyagwe musango gwo era mugugu gwo kati.
That is your condemnation and it's your burden there.
Yachi kisalawo baba dogo anira kuba ku 70.
It's what decides whether you worthy be on the 70.
Baku binamwe 90.
Or on the 490.
Wabo tunakubisamwe binamwe 90 ntuyongerayo.
When you shall multiply 490 and we go ahead. multiply times 7. How many do we get?
Now,
God is waiting, he's seeing you from there. You are in his word, he says 70. You also want to come. Yet he didn't point a finger in you. You familiarize the word of God.
Now,
70 people, it's a word of God. We read it openly in Numbers 11. I don't know what problem makes you familiarize the word of God.
It
means how long you've been familiar in your ways. As you come despise words of the Savior, you want him to do what you want. But do you think it will be possible?
Is
that not a branch you've grown onto your nose? You want to snare yourself that you'll be beaten by it. Remember in Matthew chapter 12, verses 37, he speaks and he says like this. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37.
Kubanga ebigambo byo bye biri kweso butukirivu, n'ebigambo byo bye biri kusinzisa omusango.
Your words shall be justified by them.
You
will be condemned by your words.
Now
you want to speak out now in the court of God. They said we want to judge them according to what they speak in the time of the 70.
Let's
see what they are going to speak.
Right
from all leaders of different churches in Uganda. All of them, God has put them on the scales. But there's one quarreling, why have they not all come?
Yet
he quarrels over tithes and the offerings. Because God who commanded 70, they are one you want this time. Why do you want all of them now? You do your will,
or
you do the will of God. What means many of the children of men appear servants of God.
And
all along they have been doing their will. Now they're out there making noise.
You seek
for people's possessions or you look for children of God.
But
God say, at this time I need 70. You, why do you seek for all? What do you want? Prophet of God and the servant of God
ought
to have chosen the will of God.
So
what you speak, what you do, all he's judging you now is calculating you. He told you 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10,
that
you look at your actions for God based on them when he's judging.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
Kubanga Kristo emisango. Buli muntu yakola mubiri. Ngabwe yakola oba birungi oba bibi.
Kati ebikulwa.
Now actions.
Byokola nayo bisalirwako.
Those you do they based on them to condemn, judge you.
Bisinzirwako okusala.
They based on them to condemn. Even in all form of service, that of God, the way you speak, whether you speak light of the
word,
and you appear a servant of God. That's why he said those who dreamed, let them speak their own dreams. And the one who has seen my word, let him speak my word. Now, yeah, you join on actions.
There's
pride, show off, and every form of stubbornness.
You've
come, he's chosen you, you call it as if it's something to show yourself and you act proud.
He's
chosen responsibility, you've not minded it. Don't you think to sit in the 70
spirit,
even actions you do within it, conclude whether you remain or you move out of them. For those who already began to point on here, that one I'm going to get them out. I have their substitutes here. This one he told me of. Elder Mary.
She's
always on the WhatsApp studying. She's an elderly woman in years.
Comment,
but in doing commentary on what's been taught and studied, she shows you she's understood,
yet
didn't come here, you know that. Now you even writing, you're still failed. Anytime she will come take over your place.
Because
she's out there, she's very committed. If they say comment on what's been taught, she's not just
caught,
she explains what she's understood, and you too see she's understood. And if she's teaching another, she can indeed teach another and they understand also.
So,
now brethren, you know,
Bible
says that if they call you on a banquet, you sit behind, lest you bring yourself in the front, and they come another better than you, and they lift you from the front, and they take you behind, and they bring another from behind to the front. Why do you act greedy in the frontier among the 70? How do you know whether those seats that will be taken out, you then come? That verse, what does it say? Luke chapter 14, verse 7.
Nagere olugerabo abayitibwa bwe yalaba engeri gye beeroboza ebifo ebyokumanjo.
Yes.
Yes, wayitiddwa ku musanvu siganye.
Been called on the 70, it's not wrong.
Osubira kale ogenda kuba mbalamuzi.
But are you going to be in the judges?
Where waroboza?
Where did you choose and see yourself?
Uri dinkoni?
You are a deacon?
Uri bishop?
You are a bishop?
Okakasha.
Are you sure?
Okay.
You are a judge. You are an elder.
Where?
Is it?
Yes,
let me say, I've called you, but
the
way you choose our places.
Others
began to think of the benefits of positions.
I can be the deacons
who can remix stand there. I want to be a bishop, they give me an office of myself.
Office,
maybe you've not understood.
Office.
There are those with gifts in the office of God. Ministry coming from the gifts of Jesus. Even those of units, which come from gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Now,
you, I don't know where you already put yourself. Now you too, out there,
who
got left out there, you set yourself. More than these who have come. You are there acting
greedy.
You put yourself where you shouldn't be. Now it's the problem. You first repeat that verse we see.
Luke chapter
14 from verse
7.
Yes. You never know. For some, he called
them
at the first hour of the morning. Others at the third hour. Others at the sixth hour. Others called them at the 11th hour.
It's
about to get evening. They called you in the first hour. You said they never called others. We are the ones. You joking? They are going to call you out completely. Call them at the first hour they left us out. What are you on? It's not you who calls yourself. It's the Lord God. You know you will call
yourself.
And which place is going to put you?
So good.
How many were called?
Mm-hmm.
Matayo sura ya 22 n'olunyiriri Matayo sura ya 22 n'olunyiriri olusoka
Luke chapter Matthew 20 and the verse 1
Kubango bwakabako obomugulu bufana no muntu aline nyumba ye eyakere encha okupaka sabalimi abalimi balime mu lusukulwe olwemiza bibu olinyoro kubiri bwe yamara okulagana n'abalimi edinali eyolunako olumu Naba sindika mulusukulwe olwemiza bibu. Olinyo olwokusatu. Nafuruma esawa nga ziri satu. Nalaba abalala nga bayimiridde mu katale nga tebaliiko kye bakola. Olinyo olwokuna. Nabona abagamba nti nammwe mugende mulusukulwemiza bibu nange nabaweera ekinaatuuka. Ne bagenda. Olinyo olwokutaano. Nafuruma nate esawa nga ziri mukaaga. Era n'omwenda nakola bw'atyo. Olinyo olw'omukaaga n'afuluma essaawa nga ziri 11 n'asanga abalala nga bayimiridde n'abagamba nti kiki ekibayimirizza wano obudde okuziba nga temuliiko kye mukola olinyo olw'omusanvu ne bamugamba nti kubanga tewali muntu atupakasizza n'abagamba nti nammwe mugende mu lusuku olw'emizabbibu olinyo olw'omunaana obudde bwe bwawungeera omwami w'olusuku olw'emizabbibu n'agamba omukoza we nti bayite abalimi Obawe empeera osokere kuba oluvannyuma okutuusa kuba olubereberye.
He omanye ekyabaawo.
You know what happened there?
Beyita kusawe.
Those call the first hour.
Satu.
The third hour.
Mukaga.
The sixth hour.
Mwenda.
Ninth hour.
Kuminemu.
11th hour.
Bonna yabawo musala gwe.
All were given the same salary.
Yasokera kuba asembi obaze sawa mwe.
Began from those who came last on the 11th hour.
Banyuka 12.
They finished work at 12th hour.
Nabawo musala gwe.
Give them some salary.
Ni banyiga.
They got angered.
Abasoka kusawe mbanyiga.
We are there first on the first hour.
Oh, tulimisa otyo kuva kumacha.
How can you make us work from the morning?
Not
wa
sirinje
mbwe. You give us one denarius.
Not wa sirikale, not wa yemu na abaze
ku 10. You pay us the same with those who came at the 11th hour.
Ani ali abawaddo obuyinzo obukola.
Who had given them right to work?
Bali wapatanye sente meka.
How much are they agreed upon to work
for? Era sirinje mbali bajigiragiranyizanga yenkana.
Did 1 shillings are that compared it equal to 1?
Nanga sirinje yemubali bulamu butagwa.
For that 1 shillings it was
era nokutuka lero bulamu butagwa.
Even up to today it's eternal.
Fenabo twandirwani lide musawa zitulabikirako kunsi.
What would have fought for on the hours we appear on the world?
Era musawa katonda za tuitirako kumulimu.
And then the hours God calls us on work.
Kati mumanso sewe kusawe.
Now you came first on the first hour.
Olwe bajoyita kusawe.
Because they call the third hour.
Kati labanno gobagero yita kusawe satu aliyeri ayo.
One day we'll call the third hour squirrel wing abusing. Even abusing the one who hires them.
You
and not just, you've only given boss work. You God, I don't understand you.
But
God of apostle, now you've even given gods to me. And not just, I've been loving you all days. You didn't call me in the 70.
Musaje yagala kuita kusawa sata uliya olekana lekana
third hour you are out making noise
tuwan sobode kulima kuva sawe
munde tabine ko 12 work from the first hour to the 12th hour
na amuite kusata
he send me call you on the third hour
daba nola
look how you get mad in your mind
ulalukira amagezi nokutegira
you get mad at your wisdom and understanding
Nzaji aga kuita kumukaga olekana mboka kuita kwe mwaku manyi
how are you
usobola sawa mmeka
they call you at the first hour he knows you can handle which hour
ulalukira kya magezi ge
kigambo wisdom of what the word tells you
bakuite kumwenda okole
usobola
kuva kumwenda paka 12
you can survive from working to 9th hour to 12th hour
Mani mwage nangu kulima ngobumubu nafuna.
You know you went to dig and others were weak. And another can rest for 3 hours and they begin to work.
Another
from the 12th, they are digging, they don't complain.
Now,
there are those they call an 11th hour, they work for 1 hour.
And
they get them from 1 hour to 12th hour. They would have worked from 1 to 2nd hour. And they say, God, you to come dig, work for yourself.
Is
not the burden you put on me of ministry? Remember, in the First Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 9, we are God's field. We are workers in that field. I don't want to read those.
Words.
But what you have to know, he's called you in your time. Because he knows you will be able to work from that time. Why get maddened that wisdom? You don't know what God is speaking. You know, some of children of men, they are like this. That they have not yet finished out the word. And they get maddened at it, intervene in it. You've not yet known 70 years where you've gotten maddened. Now you're my brethren. You know the hours you can dig work in the field of God, in his church, in his ministrations. Mostly in this final work, I tell you the secret of it. It's the final work, but he's doing it in summary and in righteousness. You're able to summarize.
When
you've summarized your work, done them in righteousness. What does he say? English in Romans.
Romans chapter 9 verse 28. For he will finish the work.
He is within the final work. But how is he to do it?
Romans chapter 9 verse 28. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness.
He will
do it, and it is in righteousness. Now you've not yet known what's
going
on. Summarizing the book 70, I ordered those. I called others. I'm making noise. You don't know how it's
working.
We told you why they called 70. That they know the commands of God,
amateka,
the laws, the judgments,
okulagirirwa,
statutes,
okutekebwa,
the ordinances,
engerize,
these ways,
and
the way he does his works. Saying he's going to the final work, it's in the summary, shortened, but in righteousness.
This,
what is summarized immediately, that creates a government of heaven on earth.
After he creates the government
of God in the government of the world, that they know he reigns in the kingdom of children of men. Yes, you're making noise. Thoughts, they are yelling, they have not yet realized this. They think they speak to
whisper.
He's hearing alarms, abuses.
You've
not yet known why get maddened on them.
What
called you knows which hours you'll be able to work in his vineyards. You're there speaking. Even once that you are there saying,
you
write so much, still you broadcast
me right.
Those people are going to know them in a mind. The one who called you said, write. You tell him, I write what? God to write, he was going to forget. You who wrote the Bible for him. He wrote it, he expected to forget. or to keep records. Or
people
who read and understand. Now what is brethren? We ourselves seated right here.
You
get maddened in your wisdom and speaking words. But you know that it sounded like lightning. You calm down. For perhaps you've not yet known where he is taking you. You don't tell him like children of Israel. Moses,
and
you are God, you brought us in the desert to kill us. Some of you have been long here. And I try, God, we work with you, he prepares us. If some you've never
humbled,
if you say, Apostle has finished our peace.
Yes,
we sleep, we eat, we drink, we earn money. But he says everything we first inquire from God. You'll even ask us over going to toilet. If you came to learn the ways of God and the way he does things, ask everything first, humble and ask. Be when you came having your ways you want to teach God. That he too expects to move by them. But they reach him where you know yourself. Now think of the deal of God. And
God.
He began telling me, answer this to those who ask you. That what has God answered, what has he spoken? That's the answer he has answered you concerning 70 people. That he commanded all over Uganda.
He
gather wherever there is a synagogue. Those who are not revealed, why? Out there making accusations over words you don't understand. Because you have your own intentions, not those of God.
There
are those who say Museveni, Satan has possessed him much. How can he refuse us?
He
leaves 70 church people. That Museveni is fighting church. Prepare yourself to prepare those people. You say Museveni is fighting church. And let me tell you, you out in the world. Most of those pointing fingers in the leaders. That some say Museveni is not worthy to be president. You know Museveni is eating bribes. He sold away this and this. But you, what you do alone, they had put you be president, you would have been a curse of this nation.
You are
not in leadership, but what you do is so evil. If you had authority, what would you have done? You pray for him, God give him life, that he can repent for authority. Authority. It's authority. And to govern it, it is never easy. To rule and lead the mad people, leading those who understand, and those who do not understand at all. Before you quarrel with rulers that have eaten bribes and got corruption, first look for your justice whether it is perfected.
And
then you take a report before God. Who are you to report when you to have your own Lord which is not yet perfect? You report one was not put on a shirt. When you have not put on a trouser.
How do you see?
You've gone.
Mama.
Mama. You report it to mother. This my brother is not clothed the shirt. As they look to you. You, why have you left your trouser? Your shorts. Now think of those words. But what is this brethren? You do not need to complain. For it can turn into rebellion. Because Prophet Job, the more he complained, God told him that is rebellion. You are fighting God. You first read that verse as we summarize. Job chapter 23, verses 1.
Awo Yobu naddamu n'ayogera nti, olinyo olw'okubiri, ne leero okwemulugunya kwange kujeemu. Okumibwa kwange kusinga okusinda kwange obuzito.
Yes.
Wemulugunya katonaga obujeemu.
Complain, God said that is rebellion.
Kiwemulugunya ko si kitufu.
What you complain over is not right.
But
complain on what you've not understood and what you've not gotten revealed of. But as we wind
down,
he told you in Luke 14, when they call you on the banquet, do not sit in the front. Sit somewhere. That way I've enjoyed it.
In those seasons,
as I move different synagogues, to minister to different churches. And the time they called me, I sat in the back.
Even though
you put a front seat for me, I do not sit in it. I sit behind. And the pastor sit, they do shepherding. Upon which you see where you sit is where I'm meant to sit, when I've stepped on the pulpit.
And we value
the value, the price of those spoken from God. Me and you who reached before God and who never reached. Those who sat in the council of his words and he sent them. Don't put yourself in that way. The other. We are not here to exercise authority. Those of the world do that. You finish that verse.
Luke chapter 14,
verses
8. Omuntu bwakuyitanga ku mbaga ey'obugole, totuulanga mu kifo eky'okumanjo. Mpozi walimu okuba wakusinga ekitiibwa, gwayise. Olinyo olw'omwenda, n'oli eyakuyise ggwe naye najja, n'akugamba nti segulira ono. N'olyoka otanula, n'ensonyi, n'ensonyi. No kutwala HFH nyuma.
Yes.
Hello.
Friends.
Ngugami wetu za tuzambifu mkawa
yata nakuga. Tell you sit yourself in places God has not appointed and assigned you.
Najia kusitula wongu mkungu wa mlalazi
mamu ise. Takes you away, another honorable one has come, they have called him.
Uru, gwebaku ise kumachasa wemu.
Called you the morning at the first hour.
Ni wetu za tuza yibata kuwa.
And you sat where they didn't give you. You see how you dig a field of the other.
Naja kusasa tunibagamba vawa mulimbiru wa mundo.
The third hour they tell you get away from the field of this person.
Nga walulimieko ni darisawezi.
When you even did farming and
dig. Omanyize naliko omulimi mbiobili.
I was a farmer in those days.
Nekatinchari makosa idiezimu.
Now I dig it some sites.
Na ye.
But.
Butu watu nga kuulimi.
When we reached on the field to dig.
Agakuru nga tulonda mu. Awatali mudo mkuru njo.
With the old we chose locations where there is no grass which is mature. We dig. Now when the mother came with our younger siblings, go from that place. Go dig, you made to dig the other place. If your young sibling takes over where you've been digging. Now think like this. When God calls you, tell him, show me where I'm going to dig. That I dig where I'm meant to dig.
For you can dig
a location of another who is coming at the sixth hour.
You see,
come on the sixth hour, they tell you go from there.
And you've reached some,
and they tell you your own portion is elsewhere, you've not begun on it. God. Some of you know to dream dreams when you're digging, but when you've lagged behind. Others have given you a portion which is hard. Others are digging a soft portion. You get angered in the dream.
Kati ogena kwekeza.
Now you come
ato uimbiro ya geno kuja kumwenda.
In a place where the one to dig here is coming at the ninth hour.
Ulaba ulime sawa mekezi
mwe. You dig mwenda namba. Those 9 hours.
When
the other comes on the ninth hour, they tell you go to your own location. You see where you line up for one coming on the 11th hour.
But
let me give you another secret. That in that way. Do not you think those coming in the other hour are weak? Perhaps you came early, you are so weak. That you were meant to dig this 12th hour, the same portion with the one who dig it for 1 hour. And he's quick. You know that these who have hands that are digging weak, clipped hands, slowly. That
one,
they bring them at the first hour in the morning. And the other cometh at the ninth hour. And they bypass him, they reach the end. Now you do not know
this.
The one who knows us, God called us the living God. You know God is the Savior.
He's been
ways to save there within him, not in you.
That
I speak it many times.
You, when
you, you came to the Savior, give him ways he will save you. God, if you will be serving me, you first give me a car. The question is, who is going to perish, you or God? Now you think of it. You finish that verse. Luke 14 verses 10.
Naye bw'oyitibwanga ogendanga n'otuula mu kifo ekyennyuma. Eyakuyise bw'anajjanga akugambe nti mukwano gwange sembera eno ku mwanjo.
Yes.
Tula jyotudde mukama tula
where you're seated.
Linda mukama.
Wait for God.
Kaka na mchirabo mwa
kuti. Calm down in the gifts is called you by.
Nichuvula bawanu.
Me that twice here. I do not think what honors are.
Ndoza kuvunanyizwa
chichi. I think of what is responsibility.
Oliaga be bitibo yatuwa da.
The other who gives honors gave us long back. I don't want to conduct myself. I'm not honored as if I'm seeking for honors. That's why at times I sit where I'm sitting.
Those chairs, are they not for pastors?
How they don't sit in them?
If
you do feel you are a pastor, come sit in them. When they take you from them and they bring those to sit in them, you know the one who surpasses you is the one with the sun. You have the moon. During day you cannot lighten. But when darkness wait, when it will increase in the world, you will minister.
But here
in full knowledge of God, light is filled. Those without full light have no places to minister. Now can you put the moon at the time during day that they compete, they give light? That you have no full knowledge of God.
Ministries.
To considering we consider the sun. Though you bring a suggestion, it's
like
the, another brings that of the sun, we go with that. And they say they didn't consider us and our suggestions. We weighed, measured you, you were not, we were lacking. Even scriptures give us what to do. The one was weighed, he was lacking.
Kati Uganda.
Now, brethren, all I speak of you may not have understood them.
But
before you are judged, we advise you what you speak and what you do. God is deciding where you are worthy to be. Right from your ministration as we are in the world, even to be paid of eternal life or everlasting death in the lake of fire. When I think of those, I do things starting from when I begin to serve God up to the reward. Never do something not considering where its reward ends.
For
you may do it with much strength in the beginning. You fail in the middle, you have not calculated to reach the end of things. Always prove you begin in minimal strength and you accelerate to more strength. For who despise day of a humble beginning, but the end of the matter is greater than its beginning.
So awesome,
thinking you are strong and powerful today, yet tomorrow you are not going to be. Think of structures you will lay to remain powerful, mostly in the word of God. If you can look to ability God can give you.
So,
now, all those words we warn
until
we ourselves first to hear and those to hear. That the answering of God, why he called the 70 people, he commands you never complain over his word.
Because
to the words you speak,
that
judges you where all along you are worthy to be. You first finish that verse we see.
Luke chapter
14
verses 10.
Yes. Now, are we not sat on the foot of the word? Don't force yourself to be honorable. God, who has called you, is to put you as your responsibilities are. Men requested to sit on the right and the left hand of Jesus. He told them, that is not in men. Those God he prepared for are ones who will reach and be there.
Me,
though you pass with me 1,000, 10,000 times, it does not make you be put where you're not meant to be. It's not by that. Now you always try to show yourself. You are on your own. Me, there is something I'm up to. The will of God. Don't you think we're going to do your will? It's impossible. Don't you see me laughing? Don't you see me seeming easy? But when it reaches the will of God, my goodness, this is a chain. The more you stretch it, it gets tightened. I cannot even keep changing a little. For the one I serve, he says, me, I'm God, I never change. Now, me, why change? Now, think like this. Strategies you make them when you are sure they will reach you the end.
And
when God calls you first, do not boast over it. You might be so weak. Oh, you might be going to make an example for others. But examples are usually bad. The good and the bad. Are they not examples?
No.
Sure. I've called you be first to be an example. To be the last. The first will be last. Yes. What do you want? And what do you think of? What can you ask of him? You read for me, we see. Mark chapter 10, verse 35.
Awo Yakobo ne Yokana abana ba Zebedayo ne basembera wali ne bamugamba nti omuyigiriza twagala otukolere ekyo nacho nacho tunakusaba satu mu mukaga
che mugendo saba eh?
What you got to ask
chabakola kino
nacho what he does whatever you ask
kanndaka itakuwanga bo
musaba God never gives you the way you ask him never
era abakuliba mu kanisa zeri ewe
mu those who deceived you in your churches out there they deceived you in vain. God can never give you the way you ask. You want to ask, say, if you ask me that I die, he accepts that. Are you mad? Because you can get angered in a few seconds. I've done what you have expected. It's not good. If you say, apostle should die, Lord.
Akolecho
he does that.
Omanya abantu bewakatta mbigambo nenga kanwa tabatta.
People have so far killed in your words but God's never killed them.
Nuchi singana kukubisa
find the man on the way.
Nga echo singa kale chafadda.
And he say I wish that person died long back.
Walugo singanga anyo mwengo
njagana lwachi mukama nachite. And drinking alcohol say why not God kill this one? You find one speak vulgar.
You
say, I wish God killed this man. He corrupts the world.
But
you killed before for there's one who say he wished you died.
If
then God unclothed you, where will you have ended?
So God really does what
he asks.
Except
when we ask as his will is. And that's why he gave us the spirit.
So
help us pray as the will of God is. They deceive you that you speak whatever you want God will give you. That car God gives it to you. You are joking. How many have you spoken on them? Those are words of children of men. You first finish that verse. Summarize this warning.
Marko esule yekumi noru nyiriri wasa tumomu kaga.
Mark chapter 10 verse 36.
Nabagamba nti mwagalamba kolerechi.
God doesn't agile with you. He wants to see how you think.
And he said unto them, what would you that I should do for you?
And they spoke out their wrong thoughts.
37.
They
said unto him, grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and another on your left hand in your glory.
That is the request. They thought of it.
38. But Jesus said unto them,
yes,
you know not what you ask.
You see the problem? But I said, where you put yourself, you do not know there.
They called you
on the seventh hour, you've not realized. They've not realized why they remained out there. He says,
verse 8, but Jesus said unto them,
yes,
you know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
There are things you ask and they have worth and value. You have a price to give for them. Standing to fulfill them.
Verse 39. And they said unto him, we can't.
Tusobola. But they would have beaten them the beatings of Jesus. And they don't give them beatings of this world for they were those of hell. You see, Some of you say it's been meant to be where apostle is. You can be there. But you have to go back at 17 years where Anna was called. And moved the heavenly journey from Batia. 2005.
With
the entire package heavy, how it was. And they throw you outside from the houses. And you
fight
powers of darkness, you reach a place of vanish. They have made a forest there, you disappear.
You
mean focused on God.
Now
this one says, Jesus is going to carry what? It's going to drink which cup? They think it's a mere cup, physical. They have not realized which type of cup. When they had a cup, the wrong mindset, they thought.
they
a cup of porridge, you've drank that before. cup of milk that we drank it before. Water? Dry tea?
Cups
alcohol? Is it wine? What type of cup? Those we shall drink them.
You
be baptized, the baptism I got baptized.
Must
you in water Jesus. Just it was ending in a fire. With fire, he was baptized with the fire of hell. He said, you'll be baptized with the Spirit of fire.
No,
we baptized three types of things. Baptized of water,
Omoyo,
Spirit,
no,
and fire. Now that fire we get through the word and through the tribulations. And pass you through the, I pass through the furnace. My word is a consuming fire. Those when we shall speak of them.
You know,
some people, what they ask, they don't understand them.
Now
leave God to call you as His will is. Ask Him, God, you've called me to do what? I have to stand where? Don't give yourself before you know. And most we ask, but this apostle,
why does he not appear
like other pastors? You know, when you find a cat is bathed, wild cats, all the white cats are being bathed. And you are born, you are not a wild cat.
Admire
to become a wild cat, for they called you, sent you to order the rest of your brethren.
Now
it is nothing I admire on ministers prevailing these days. For most of them are never prepared, they are not prepared at all. They have never even went out the ways of God. They have never moved with gentleness. I can't look like them.
The
things I were taught by God are many and they are in order.
Yeah.
I will never forget them.
When
I try to forget, the Holy Spirit reminds it to me. Now you know like this.
Me, I cannot
those honors, for I know the ways of the Savior. And if you reach a place,
you have
all knowledge, sit as if you have no knowledge.
When
they all speak, expose their foolishness to finish it. And when you come to speak, you claim to know a little. Yet you may perhaps be the one having the fool. How do you know whether they two have been spying on you? And they speak things of ignorance, that they can spy to see what is
happening.
When you come, you claim as if you don't understand well. And you must see whether they are indeed foolish.
If you
don't understand, then you pour out all understanding. But them two may have waited to see spy on you. Now, brethren, this verse 40, Mark chapter 10, verses 40.
But to sit on my right hand,
on
my left hand,
it's
not to me to give. But it shall be given to them that for whom it is prepared. Holy devil.
You hear other things? God prepared already. And he knows those who are prepared for them. Now, where you prepared yourself, where God prepared you, that God revealed of there. This time where God points that work here, that's where you work. Don't go beyond there. When God
says
76 to 7, hear what it explains to you. Learn them then. Do what he commands you after. Don't you know where you're rightfully going to sit? Among those who say you are pastors, yet you are not pastors.
Did
you say I'm an evangelist?
Another,
I'm an apostle.
What
is the way I feel? We to call you. We wait you in the corner of knowing how pastors appear and conduct themselves. Look and see, for we look and see you. We didn't want to hide you. You had to know them.
We
saw if you can choose out the rightful of who you are. We see even your wrong admirations and desires. You heard apostle speaking. He said, me too, I'm an apostle. When I go to office of pastors, maybe I'm a pastor. Because in the, when I'm a pastor, I am seen. If I go to teaching,
teacher,
yes, he's a teacher also. Me too, I'm a teacher. I take it also. These are not the other side of taking them like that. God gives as he wants.
It's
not as you've asked him.
Apostle,
you can't refuse us.
Matthew 7,
we ask, he'll give us.
You ask,
was it included, ask as you want? Why, if you ask in churches you do not have,
others
you plot fake tribes, don't you think all wanted to be like pastors?
You
didn't want to preach of the word. Now, brethren, those are out in the world, but we are not of the world. We are in another kingdom, which is in the kingdom of the world. We are in another world, in the midst of this world. Our order is so different. People in the world have other commands, we too have different ones. The one of the world can decide, go do business in Dubai. And they go. You can feel it, yet you have to inquire from the Lord. Should I go do business? Let's move on you here. Mark chapter 10, verse 41.
Awe kumi weba ulira, nebatanula okusungu walira Yakobo.
Yes. When they heard what they had asked, we are 12. Look and hear what these men have asked.
They asked,
sit on the right hand.
You
give honors to yourself. Now, where have you put us?
And
hatreds begin from there. Those who have been servants, they want to box each other. How dare you point, sit on the right, on the left hand? Even the right hand, they don't know which size it is. But when you go to heaven, you see there are 24 elders.
12
on the left, 12 on the right. But all of them could go sit and they could not finish all those positions.
asked
them to never understood them.
They thought
as it appears in the kingdoms of the
world. The
king sits and he has his right hand and a left hand man.
Yet
the other is surrounded 24 elders, left and right hand.
What do
you ask that you do not understand?
Others
that get angered, even them to don't know why they get angered over. That's why do not quickly get angered.
Until
the light of the word tells you get angered. But do not go beyond me.
I
tell you get angered, but don't go beyond me. I have not told you get angered, reach to even sin. Get angered over sin and leave it.
Mark chapter 10,
verse 42.
Yesu nabayita nabagamba nti mumanyinga aba balowozebwa okufuga abamawanga babafuza manyi. N'abakulu baabwe babatwala lwa mpaka.
Yes.
Abafuga ab'omu nsi.
Those who rule both of the world.
Bafugisa manyi.
Exercise authority over them.
Dari bwe. Omanyi okutuuka mu kanisa nitulowooza.
You know to reach church and we think.
Ebintu by'ekanisa bifaagana ebyo.
Things of the church appear like those of the world.
His lordship the bishop.
His lordship the bishop.
Najanga yagala bamuwerekere nga president.
Comes he wants to be escorted as a president of the nation. And the things leading it means that. In the kingdom of God does not mean that. If it was like that,
Yesu,
King Jesus,
he
would have come with a battalion of armies. Come in the kingdom of God, you are ministering.
Honest,
you see them, they are right there. And you know them, but you don't move by them.
Me, you see,
I'm honorable in the kingdom of heaven. Those of the world, I don't know what you speak. But the honor I have in the kingdom of heaven, all angels speak of me, even the holy ones.
You
though do not speak of me, does not change anything in me. Creations you find them making holy whispers, apostle minister to heaven on earth.
I
have those speak of me that you are on your own.
When
I knew what I was given, I don't need to. I don't need to appear as if I do not have it.
Yes, they call
the 70 HOCND. But they told me, do what in there? Does sing songs for themselves.
Kabona wafo yo ayigiriza nyo bambi.
Teaches so much. You do they sing for you? Given honors, those who are honorable, you exceed
the honor.
But the world does not exalt you, has its honor. Those honorables, they honor you.
Move like that.
As you need to hear what God tells you to, what to do.
We are here to do the will of God, not our will.
Those of the world, authority, the pastors arrived, they're all quaking. He's arrived.
I've
come, I'm pastor now, what is it all about? The pastor says it, puts himself in honors like of a president.
All people
worry is appearing. These days they put macho men up around themselves. They put on sunglasses, dark shades. They call them shades. And they stand like that. The pastor is ministering on his side. It feels his high up there. He feels his high.
That is madness.
All
along that person, pastor is mad, but you did know.
Kubanga taweleza nkuna mwa kabaka bwa
kato. Never even something. Those ways are never there.
Era munya mucha ngama nte mucha temuli mukuyigirizibwa nkola.
You tell me you're not being taught the ways of God?
Uruku batulese kulabula.
Because we brought a warning. Uruku
kulabula kuli munkola za kato.
That warning is in the ways of God.
Yaga mutumere era tusi.
Thomas the apostle has not taught us. He has brought a warning.
Topic ya fili ya jisikomezo.
Our topic he ended it, he paused it.
Mark sura ya 10 ndolu nyiriri olwana mwesatu.
Mark chapter 10 verse 43.
Na ye mumwe techili wechitio.
It's not bad. We
oba chengamba.
What I say.
Enu mbaka baka bwaka tuna mukanisa.
The kingdom of God in the church.
Tibibera bwebitio.
It's never like that.
Bosini ya pastor, simani junior pastor, ibite bikola.
Junior pastor, such things don't work.
Pecha ni kuichigamba anti senior pastor.
Give me a scripture which speak of a senior pastor.
Ne junior.
Even a junior.
Obanga temwabijamu sikali.
If he did not get such from the world.
Umpeyo ne chani kwa gwaita inspector general prophet.
Scripture you called inspector general prophet.
Prophet one, number one.
Prophet major one.
Major
one.
Bita ga sabura ampi
baza moyo spiritual slaps.
Izo ziba sala za kubasula was
a prayers to beat them down.
Kama imusomule mbumbi
God raise a new generation.
Major one prophet. Ichijiti wachansi wachijia
that's owner of the world. Where did you get it from?
His enemies.
Look at the other is his eminence.
Eminence. See enemy. Kati ebibyo nagwa wagenda okusoma mu yambwa kabaka bwa katonda.
Those who went study the kingdom of God.
Gubu wasoma mu yakabaka bwa katonda bagamba.
Study the kingdom of God.
Aunagaba abamukubera ba his enemies.
Gave some to be his eminence.
Kati ebintu ewe ebintu umbe tuluza.
Both things sometimes those we think.
Tumanyi umanya bwa kabaka bwa katonda
chichi. You do not just know what the kingdom of God is.
Ero bwa kabaka bwa mukulu chichi.
Kingdom of heaven, what its righteousness.
Ingereza tubate tuzimanyi.
Its ways we do not know them.
Kwanga kubotunulira kanisa mulembe guno ne bwetambula.
Look to church this generation and how it moves.
Nabo bonabe waulide be mulugunya tebanna tuka mu bwa kabaka bwa katonda.
Those who had complained they have never reached the kingdom of God.
Okumanya bwe butambula ne bukola.
To know how it moves and how it works.
Boba yogeredde mu bwa kabaka bwa
they spoke in the kingdom of children of men.
Tukafe no tuli mukolera mbwa kabaka obwa katonda.
We here we are working in the kingdom of God.
Mbwa kabaka bwa muguru.
In the kingdom of heaven. It's brought.
Ngabikolebwa ku rusi.
Things are done on this world as they're done in heaven.
Kati korabye Michael bamugamba inspector general Michael.
Have you seen Angel Michael be called inspector general Michael?
Badega ko teskatu kamu archangel
attach one word archangel
malaika omuchi
the chief angel
omukulembeze
the arch who leads
lino archbishop
ah here archbishop
nimu ugera mu bible
papa you get the bible
archbishop
archbishop in the bible.
You
even wonder. For those gifts were not given in the Bible.
Kati ndoza his eminence.
Now I think
Angel Michael.
Eminence Angel Michael.
Ndoze musomba Bible
mbisanga. When you read the Bible you find such there.
Ibintu emungwende muroza anti bibili bwebito.
Some things do not think they are like that. Not.
Ibintu ibyo munsi byayingire no mukanisa ya
katonda. Those of the world they are what entered in the church of God.
Bakabona.
The priests.
Babiranga aba bali
munsi. They appeared like those of the world.
Chavaga ndabo munsi bo bolesa buyinza.
That's why they say
ne babutwala na manyu buyinza.
Those of the world exercise authority.
Na yego jeno si babiri.
When you come here
bana baba tumewe baje bali bamanyi.
Apostles when they came they knew.
Batu ise 12.
They called us the 12.
Ugena kuba baba
baba. We are going to be kings.
Ba Israeli.
Of Israel.
Yesu anabala mola.
Jesus has will be judging.
Na fetu muwe birozi.
As giving him suggestions and thoughts.
Peter minister of finance.
Peter is minister of finance.
Munne wa Yuda.
Judah
minister of finance. Kubanga bali batandise yomulama.
For they had begun to see his mindset.
And they saw him, they
said, this one will be minister of finance. And they saw Peter, they said,
he's going
to be vice Jesus.
I don't know what I'm vice president.
Do not know, call him vice president, perhaps.
And they saw John,
and they are chatting in the bosom of Jesus. They said, he's going to be an advisor of Jesus. He's a tight body of his. They saw him in his bosom every time. They're chatting. And the thoughts grew in the wrong way. As you see
yours,
how they
perform,
you grow in wrong ways. And you correct them back. People grew thoughts, they're all wrong. I said that the cane grew with a worm within it. It has no meaning and use.
That
a worm inside, it looks good outside, yet isn't.
Those are wrong thoughts.
You grow with and with them.
Apostles
found a problem to fix, enter in the government of God.
For
the way was totally different.
As they
work in heaven, it's the way they are to do on earth. You know, we have two anointed
kings.
They are called the times of the anointing. You think they would have called them which name if they were on this world?
And but the son of the son,
would have
son of the highness, of the highness,
of the highness,
anointed of the anointedness,
the anointed of
among
the
anointed ones,
anointed among the anointed ones, different titles.
But
they called them cherubims, anointed cherubims. Just that.
Michael,
you find him, you call him Michael.
Michael, you attack.
Don't attach Inspector General Michael, he does not go.
He's
attacking.
Why do
you speak to his commander?
He's
the leader of the armies of the kings.
Badoni, yeah, no
call him Abaddon, he has to go.
Knows
what it's called to serve God.
Uganda,
brethren,
just know we are in the kingdom of God. Not in the kingdom of the world. We are serving in the kingdom of God. Not in the kingdom of the
earth.
A church manifests the kingdom of heaven. Kati ebirabyo nagwe byoloza kumanya.
The rest
buli nkola gyolinanga ya musiji
ve kukola. It's of the world, leave it, it never works.
Uli muluta olwa kuva mwaka wakabweso je mwaka katonda.
Get from the kingdom of the world, come within that of God.
We see you
are thrown one leg out here in the world.
Another
is in the kingdom of the world, another in that of God. You are like that. But I see this one of the world is
pretty
so much. Won't you fall? You're not balanced. You first finish there.
Mark chapter 10 verse
43. Yes.
One
wants to be great. He's going to be a servant.
45.
Mark chapter 10 verse
45.
He did come to be ministered to. He came to minister. That's why they did carry a Bible for him. He carried it by himself. Me, I wonder you pastors, who said these ministers of God on this
world?
Look, you minister to, yet you're meant to minister to others.
Look,
you minister to them, you don't know what you do.
You find women are covering under men. The Bible of the pastor.
Now
you, which gardener are you? They carry a hole for you. Perhaps the kingdom of God. Just like that of the world. Not even able
to
manifest the way of God on the world. They brought things of the world, brought them in the kingdom of God. I speak of the church. One going to be great among you. Let him be a servant. Minister so much that we see you. And he says, those who work much within you, let them be appreciated. Remember, we
work at,
there are those who do things of righteousness and those who commit evils. All of them are appreciated.
If commit
evils, we shall pray prayers which will cast you far.
It
will be appreciated in that way. Brethren, Jesus himself did not come but the minister to him.
He
came minister to others and he is our example. That's why many times there are things you want to do which go beyond where you, your limit to me. And they say the ministration now. Help me, help me. But if you want to minister, we don't minister.
There's
a difference between being ministered to and to be helped. If you say
you've
given yourself a responsibility to polish my shoe, you are on your own things.
I'll
get it from you. If you help me once in a while, or twice, or thrice, I do not refuse you.
If you tell me,
I tended to minister the service of polishing apostles' shoes. No, like that.
Now
you wonder, you still wonder.
For
he does a marvelous work and a wonder, a miracle. When
which,
some will not believe God, all along is like that. All along is
not right to be.
And like that, we saw them differently. Now you look to where you came from. Who there is in the kingdom of God. And who ministers to it. Themselves, they are ministered to. Now, brethren, the word of the 70 people together, to come first, the opening up of synagogues in Uganda,
as
the command of the president of Uganda, Excellency Yoweri Museveni Kaguta. It's in the word of God, and it pushed church within order.
So,
do not argue against the counsel of God. Know what you do, what you speak. They will base for them to decide whether they will be able to serve or not.
So prepare
your heart in the way of the kingdom of God. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.